G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. Today on the show, it's the 2-minute warning. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. Leave us a rating and leave us a review and hit us up on Instagram where you can send in your questions to add to the 2 minutes every week. A bunch of good highlights from around the country and the best of the show on there too. That's at Hardball Gets AFL on Instagram. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis. No Rhino today. He's got a bit of family time.
He's on a bender, yeah. You haven't seen him since he actually went down Northbridge on Friday night.
And, I haven't seen him since.
I was going to flag a couple of little issues popping up in his life I've noticed recently.
Oh, really?
And unfortunately, got away from him this weekend.
Oh, no. We've got no one to go at.
Do I need to clarify that?
Well, yeah. What have we got?
No, actually, do I need to clarify that he's not on a bender, that he's actually,
having a bit of family time.
Yeah, just
before
in case
he goes away to Tokyo, which is apparently still happening. So there we go.
Yeah, here's one. Do you have any interest in the Olympics as the editor of sport?
Yeah, well, we do.
Yep. As an individual, you personally?
You know what? My interest in the Olympics was more of a, I've been all consumed by just the planning for doing an Olympics in the middle of a footy season.
Mm. You got a gig for me somewhere? I'll do Olympics.
Don't worry. It'll be 2 days before the Olympics and I realise all the bits I've missed.
Yeah, I'll cover the bits.
Yeah, okay. I didn't have a huge amount of interest, but then I started to look at it a bit more. Watch the Amazon doco, the swimming one.
Apparently
really good.
Hey.
It was really good.
What's that about? Just how hard swimming is?
No, it just follows four swimmers in the lead up to the trial. So it's, well, Thorpe is there as like a mentor and he mentors everyone.
Okay.
Peter, he actually, I hadn't seen anything to do with a Thorpedo in a long time.
No, neither have I. Okay, so Thorpe.
Hates being called Ian. Or doesn't like being called Ian.
So would I if my name was Ian.
Yeah, same. and Cody Simpson, who the singer is.
I saw him on 60 Minutes. Yeah. Hasn't he had some girlfriends of note?
Yeah, well, who else?
They went through them with the mother and father and rattled off celebrity status.
Jeez.
Like, Cody Simpson, was he big? Must have been.
He's massive. Like, yeah. It shows your age, mate. You're like, look at his girlfriends of note. It's like, caught up on Cody Simpson from 60 Minutes. It's that far below me, but like, apparently he's absolutely massive.
Who the fuck turned your mic on? Hey, actually, boy, you don't leave it on. I saw a video you were doing yesterday. Was that a Ridgey Didge, how much you set up?
Mate, this is a little big setup.
No, it's a bit different.
Plug yourself too.
Check out the Instagram at Josh Gallup. We make some videos with friends. Now we got our first advertisement. So we've got like cinema grade stuff this time.
Yeah, mate, it looked full on.
Yeah, we've been waiting for 4 weeks to do it. So
still no text from you to get me involved.
You're that busy. You're too busy having beers with JK, so I can't. Anyway, mic's back off, sorry.
Yeah, always welcome.
But no, I'm starting to get excited about the Olympics.
I've got no interest at all. Who's favourite for the 100-metre men's final? I couldn't even tell you. Who? Nah,
couldn't tell you. I know that Kyle Chalmers has had, I think, about like 3 heart surgeries and 2 shoulders since he won it last time.
I think he's missed the – I think I heard during the week.
No, it was Mac Horton missed the cut in the 200,
I meant the 100 sprinting, running.
Yeah, the sprinting?
Running.
Oh, Usain Bolt. Obviously. No idea. Well, yeah, we'll find out on the day.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I've just got no interest in it. Yeah. Japan's got no interest in it.
Yeah, Japan. The
people of Japan.
And I've only slowly been catching up on what the rules are around people going to, I've seen things that say they can go but they can't cheer, but there's also not a lot of interest. It'll be a very different Olympics.
Can you imagine being at the Olympics and your son or daughter in the 100 or 200 or 500, whatever it is, event?
Can't go to
the,
yeah.
And you're not allowed to cheer? I'd say, lock me up for blood. And they hit the front.
Yeah.
Lock me up for a month. I'm bringing it home. Anyway. What do we got? Of course, we're recording this prior to Queen's birthday match.
Queen's birthday game hasn't started yet.
So when I say the wheels have fallen off Melbourne and then they win by 100 today, it was a stab in the dark.
They're pretty in-state Nathan Buckley after a 100-point win.
Yeah, Ross Lyon, actually, they made the shock move before the game, and Ross Lyon's their head coach, and we don't touch on it. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I actually took my daughter to her first footy game on Saturday. Saturdays off.
How bad was
it? It's a good thing she's two and will never remember.
Did she leave?
No.
Did you get the whole game in?
Yeah, we got the whole game in. Oh, well done. It was a bit of bluey.
On the final time.
A bit of bluey on the phone.
Yeah.
But we got the whole game in.
Oh, that's great.
She had an ice cream. Stuck it out. She had his first footy game, first time on the train. Because I haven't bought tickets to the stadium in ages. Either I go for work or my friends buy tickets and I tag along. So I bought tickets in the middle of smack bang in the sun the entire game.
Right, okay.
So we moved pretty quickly to the other side, just up in the third tier. So there were heaps of seats around. She could run.
Yeah, nice.
It was good.
Yeah, beautiful. No, good. Well done.
That was probably the worst of the games on the weekend.
Ask me how long I slept last night with my kids.
I did see something on Instagram. How'd you go?
So I got home about 10 o'clock from the footy or whatever it was. And then M texted me at 10:45 saying, I think someone's trying to get into my car. Well, but it was the car next door. Someone was leaving, I think it was. Nothing to worry about there. And then I reckon at about 12:30, I got up for a slash. So not a lot of sleep there. And then from then on, I didn't sleep. So Albie, our little 7-month-old, he carried on like a pork chop and then yelled and then woke the 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old wanted to jump into bed with me, but then he wanted to do 2 wee's, which he did do 2 wee's, which was impressive. And then Albie was still screaming. So I put Albie in the car at 2 o'clock and drove him around till about 2:45. And then from 2:45 onwards, I thought, oh shit, the basketball's starting in 15 minutes. So I just watched the basketball and went to work at 4:30.
Wow.
And so guess where I'm going? I'm going from here. I'm going home. And guess what's happening at home?
The kids.
No power.
No. What's happened there?
Oh, what's it called? Eastern Power or Western?
Western Power. Just shut it up. At least you
In 8 weeks they've done it twice.
Look, at least your roof hasn't caved in this year.
Twice in 8 weeks they've shut the power off in our whole neighbourhood.
God.
Spark up. I didn't mean that in like electrical terms. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was good.
Right,
so that wasn't okay.
I'm in no rush. I've got the nanny till 3. I've got no power. This is going to be in a long. It's a 2-hour warning this morning.
Right. All right, let's get stuck in with. Now we got to remember which ones Rhino had. So that
I've got them in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we were going to do the other questions first.
We've got a couple of questions about you personally, Nick, so we'll get to them in 1 second. So I've got about 50 questions, or that's an exaggeration.
No, you go with 50 down.
We've got 60 questions from fans that have been on the Instagram, but we've got a heap, but some obviously with recency bias of West Coast, a couple for them, a couple for Hawthorn, which maybe you can sub
late charge. Charge the boys.
But first up, Bo Desert. We heard you're the third most famous person from Bo Desert.
Mate, what is it? A couple of thousand Ks inland of Brisbane.
Well, this is the first question. Someone says, Bo Desert is not a country town. It has HJs, KFC, Macca's, Woolies, and a Coles.
Yeah, look, when I was
I'm from Finlay.
Finlay?
That's what this bloke says.
My old man was born in Finlay.
Oh, wow.
Shane Crawford was born in. Well, my old man lived in Finlay. Tom Hawkins is a Finlay boy.
Jeez.
I own the Finlay pub. Okay. Both my grandparents.
Wait, who owns the Finlay pub?
The Hawkinses.
Did it? I thought Tom White went back and bought it.
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
His dad, I think. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. both my grandparents are buried there.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
I got great size.
Did you write this question?
So this is not Xavier Ellis 123.
Who is it?
It's time for a beer.
This one is Boonie 92. So what's your rebuttal to that?
Mate, when I was growing up, okay, that's what I was saying. It's bigger now. When I grew up, we only had a KFC and that KFC didn't have a drive-through. You had to walk up and we had one Coles.
No, that's not
now
a country,
there's a
Woolworths
and stuff.
Did you have traffic lights?
Yeah, there's one set. There's one set of traffic lights.
That's 3/4 of the city.
I did my driving test there and we had to drive out of town to find a roundabout.
Mate. How many people would have lived there when you lived there? Honestly, you're trying to play it down.
When
like
I lived there, mate,
sort
I was
of
a child.
It's a wife situation.
I was a child. I could tell you 10 people.
Lived there? How many people would have lived there?
It was at least me and mum.
No,
and
how many
sisters.
Total would have lived there?
I got no idea. I'm not going to estimate. I'm the worst at estimating.
Urban sprawl, mate. It's now like an inner suburb of Brisbane.
Look, that's now. I'm just saying, it's the gateway to the scenic rim.
You've
now.
Been a knob.
Following up that,
Finlay. Now I fucking hate Finlay.
The Finlay cats, mate.
Yeah.
Get off the Finlay cats.
Mate, Bo Desert King, get on the Bo Desert Kingfishers. We actually did. They got a Aussie rules team now. I think the Brumbies.
Of course they do. There's 250,000 live there.
Well, Mike says has Nick been replaced as the fourth most famous person from Bo Desert by the MasterChef dude? I don't really watch MasterChef.
Isn't Bo Desert dude on MasterChef?
What about he's actually thinking he's the third most famous
out of course,
mate. What about he needs to clarify that he's still there?
It's like, oh, I grew up next to him. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know Dylan.
And then I go back and no one knows, no one can even remember me. And I go, oh, you know, Finella, who worked at the high school, that's my mum.
Yeah. Would anyone remember you?
Yeah, nah. I still got a lot of mates there.
Well, how old were you when you left?
I was 12, but I went back every school holidays till I was like 18. My mum still lives there. Shout out Simo, all the boys.
All right, I'll give you that. Your mum's still there.
And then I lived back there for a year when I was 19.
Okay. That's more to it.
Yeah. I'm going to check this Bo Desert MasterChef guy. Why is everyone – look, Bo Desert, we have a rural identity.
Please.
Who's got Adelaide?
I've got Adelaide.
Bobby,
yeah.
First thing that comes up, MasterChef cook to fight assault charges, but there's a times.
Right.
Okay.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Nah, let's not go into that. That's the sort of areas I get in a bit of
trouble.
Oh,
it's really bad.
Yeah,
no, we're not getting into this.
Let's stay away from there.
Oh, Jesus.
Sometimes.
Keep your title at least.
Yeah, well, Ned Kelly's famous.
Yeah. Okay, Adelaide.
All right, Adelaide, mate. Now, I did the team of the half year All-Australian team, Nick, for the West.
Yep. Yeah.
And on the wing, I had Paul Seedsman. That was the one I got a little bit of heat for. I stand by it.
He's a wingman.
Your opinion on Paul Seedsman? He was brilliant on the weekend. 700 metres gained, 30 disposals.
Always
outstanding.
Been big penetrating kick, kicks goals.
Kicks it beautifully.
Goal when you need it. Yeah, I like the idea of picking players for position.
Maybe I get the tech. What about Jacko McRae? He has not spent a minute on a wing.
Yeah.
Not a minute. So stop texting me or tweeting me or whatever it bloody is. Why don't you put McRae there? Because he's never played there.
Yeah.
Why did I put him at fullback? Because he didn't play there.
He's still in the team on the interchange.
Anyway, so Paul Seedsman. All right. So tick.
Tick for you.
All Australian level, do you think, potentially? Okay. Now, free kick or not a free kick? Did you watch that game on the weekend against the Saints?
Yes.
Goal line, thrill fourth.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a free kick at all. He barely touched him.
Not a free kick?
No.
No, I don't think so either. And unfortunately, the result pretty heavily weighed on that decision in the end.
Yeah.
He kicked that spectacular goal at the end over his head.
You watched it in real time, you thought that was getting touched on the line. Like, it didn't look like it was going far.
How did they not touch it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I worked Saturday and then went to got the kids in bed. So I was like, bugger it, don't start the footy.
Yep.
Do all the chores, dinner, everything, get ready for tomorrow, footy, all that sort of stuff. Then double back and then watch it later. So anyway, I fell asleep on the couch at half time. Had a few bucks on Adelaide.
On
St Kilda.
Oh.
36 up.
Good. No good.
Mm.
Brisbane, another one you had in your All-Australian team. We found the source of a lot of our content.
Yeah, right.
Adelaide. So Daniel Rich down back in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Good call. His last few seasons, so he's risen to a level, I suppose, in the eyes of the football public, as his damaging, penetrating halfback, which he's kind of already had. Like, my question is, has he been operating at this level his whole career, basically, and it's just now that the team's good?
Nah.
Think he's lifted the last couple?
He's like 8 or 9 disposals better off, and I know he gets the cheapies, so they take one step out of the goal square.
I'd rather give him a cheapie than someone else.
Well, that's right. So, sorry, excuse me, bless me. For some reason, Shannon Hearn, I don't know if you noticed last night, he plays on and then drives one 10 metres into the little closey. Stop doing that. Dan Rich ain't doing that.
No.
But also, he's kicked goals occasionally. I can't remember off the top of his – he knows how good he is with his weapon, and Brisbane Lions know how good he is with his weapon. So
they're just using him better maybe.
So he just now jogs behind a player.
Yeah.
And in the past, you're like, oh, that's cheap. But he's your best kick.
Yeah.
Bang, give it to him. And he's now got that – level of respect, I guess, where they go, oh, this is just part of the game plan, essentially. Like, if we don't do this, Fags will go, why don't you give the handball to Rich? He's there every single time. Even now, after marks from about 50 out, watch Brisbane players. They walk back genuinely.
Looking for him.
Looking just to see where Dan Rich is, because he can pop it a mile.
And the occasional ones where someone's not covering him, geez, you'd get a spray.
See, I reckon he's fatter than he was. He's thicker than what he was when a few years ago.
Yeah.
but he was defending then, and, you know, so a 16-17 disposal game from Dan Rich was about capacity. Now you can get 30s.
I remember Ackermanis at the Bulldogs where he got real thick one off-season again. Like, he trimmed up too much, and then he got a big thick behind again.
Ackermanis.
And he was good.
A blast from the past.
He's always around.
He once, in my first game or second game, like, put his head behind me and go, 32, who are you? Fuck you, Jason. Oh.
Number three draft pick.
It was nasty, mate.
It's not very nice.
It was nasty.
Young kid.
Nasty.
Is that why you went to number eight?
Yeah. Hi, Jason. Congratulations on your outstanding career.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed watching you over the years.
You've been a hero of mine.
Yeah. That's why you changed your number, isn't it?
I think Jason's been banned from a few golf courses now, I think about it.
It's a beef. We've uncovered a beef.
Just saying.
Carlton. Do you guys have anything to add on Carlton quickly? We have a question about the media in general.
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
We'll go. Damien Shield says, question for next time. Why do the media, footy media, mindlessly talk about ladder during bye rounds as if everyone's played the same amount of games? For example, the top eight is set and the teams in the seventh and eighth have a two-game buffer. Is a narrative I'm hearing a lot this week, but GWS have played one less game than Eagles and Richmond to date and then already have a bye.
Great point. This was leading into the
round. I got butchered today by saying West Coast to equal fourth. Which I think they are.
They are on points.
Yeah, they're equal fourth, but Lions, Port, and Geelong. Geelong aren't in it. Lions and Port all have a game up their sleeve. So that is a good point. You do get a little bit sucked in by the numbers. But regarding Carlton, point Nick, again, let's circle back. It's been a week, I suppose, since we've dealt with Bucks.
Yeah.
Mm. Are we any closer to seeing movement at Carlton? Carlton said the internal review is not
a Teague hunt.
No, yes, it's not a Teague hunt. It's they use some other phrase for it. Are we closer to seeing traction at Carlton?
I would rather Carlton, like we were talking about, is Carlton move too quickly on coaches all the time. They probably move when Brett Ratton another 4 years. Who knows what he was going to do? They just saw a big fish and got all excited and went for the change. They're not for the long term, despite having been bad for a long term.
But for Carlton, being good might just be making finals.
And that happened.
That's why they probably went the big fish and got on. They might get us to finals.
Yeah, but I don't think they did. But they didn't, and they were already in finals. The review is weird in that.
Is Pav on that? Is Pav on
Pav's
that?
On the review. Yeah.
On the review. So
this comes back to the idea of premierships being everything, because you would say, how is he going to build a premiership model when he's never been part of a premiership team? But they made, two prelims.
Pav or who? Or Ross?
Pav.
Yeah, but Pav's not picking the coach. He's just reviewing the structure.
The football department. But
he's been in a pretty successful environment.
That's what I mean. Yeah. The narrative comes out that he's never been part of a premiership, so how would he know? But it's like, is success just premierships, or is it making a bunch of prelims and being around the mark and a grand final?
It's not the ultimate success, but enough to cast an educated opinion.
It's more than Carlton's had since in a long time. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
What's after Carlton?
Collingwood. So I've got down here the move. Why move now? Which they Queen's birthday game. Why is Bucks coaching? And what do they do at the end of the year regarding the list?
We had a question on that in the questions as well. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
So what do they do with the list? Because they're under the pump. You hear Damien Barrett and those guys say there's still another fish to fall. You say fish to fall?
Fish
that's not right.
Fry?
Another fish to fry.
Throw back in the ocean of free agency.
So apparently, their salary cap doesn't equal what it needs to equal again.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I think they came back and refuted that. But they were also.
But the top end journalists.
Footy clubs say a lot of things.
Well, they also said it wasn't an issue at the end of last year.
Yeah.
A coach, Treloar, Phillips, Stevenson, gone.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I think. And list manager.
What do they do?
Well, it's going to be tough for them, right? Because if they want to have a serious set of picks in this draft, because everything's going to be swallowed up by Nick Dacos, all their picks.
Yes.
To match another.
And they've already given away their first round draft pick, haven't they?
Yes, they did in anticipation. They slid back. So everything else is going to be swallowed up, basically. So they would need to
trade. So they have the number one draft pick, essentially.
Yeah.
They'll have that. And that's about it.
On form, they have the number one draft pick. And that's going to be it. So whether they trade out some of those older guys to try and get more picks and get around the mark and bring in four or five more kids.
What value would Steele Sidebottom have?
He didn't have value. I can't remember what he's top ender. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. No, he's playing that half forward, missed
some
games.
Someone would give you a first rounder for steel side bottom.
Yeah, okay. Don't know why Dad tries to ring me when he knows I'm at work anyway.
just out of the Finley pub.
Yeah.
Essendon. So
I get nervous talking about Essendon because they still bash me for being so down on them at the start of the year.
There was a report today, I think it was Mark Robinson, Herald Sun. Bombers have had talks now, open talks with Ralph Carr regarding checking in on the Bolton contract and Marbio Chol. So the Bolton one, I don't think.
There's one of importance there.
Chol. I don't think Bolton, unless they offer in the world, I also don't understand how they have the room when they're going to have to pay your man and Darcy Parrish.
Well, they're making out the Stringer's going to get a lick. He's not getting one.
Yeah, he's going
to
get cut.
They're going to try and – do you reckon they can try and find a way to restructure Dylan Scheel or something?
Yeah, he'd have a couple more years.
And on big money.
Yeah.
Hard
to restructure. I mean, what's he going to come back and say, oh, yeah.
He's got 2 years there at 1.2 or something.
Just give him another two. And
we'll give him one more and go, hey, here's – another year tacked on, so we'll give you 1.5 over 3 years. So 500 each year rather than 6-6 and maybe zero.
They're going to have to be some creative accounting.
They've lost Joe too, though, so there has to be money there because Joe Danaher, they would have had a lot sitting there to re-sign.
Yeah, but they probably weren't expecting to have to pay Darcy Parrish what they'll have to pay him.
No, I know that, but they would have been expecting Merritt.
Yeah, they would 100%. Have been expecting
Merritt, he's been a target all year. So they would have had money somewhere. You have to have money somewhere. If you have been an ordinary side
for a
long period of time, you have to have had money somewhere, which makes it interesting for...
And it's probably Cale Hooker, whatever he's on. I think he's out at the end of the year. He would have been a big chunk.
Goes onto a superannuation payment now, and that might be 350 to 400.
Yeah.
Like a Josh Kennedy, who obviously just won the game last night and should be paid.
He'll get Cale Hooker will get, 150, but there'll be a special edition of the Hooker Red Wines.
So yeah, we'll slide something like
special program being organised for the Essendon Football Club. But I could see the Marbio Chol thing working there because they need some creativity.
Oh, they've got Draper, but he's injured.
Yeah, so you need that extra.
Need something else. No, I agree with that.
Fremantle, we've had an email in. Oh, I keep saying email. We had a DM in from the Instagram, Master Blaster 44. Would does Sean Darcy overtake Fife in Freo's importance hierarchy by the season's end?
Yeah, I think as of right now, he's showed on the weekend, he's a more important player to their wins and losses each week right now than Fife is, because the others, Brayshaw, et cetera, are getting closer to Fife. The next best ruck is nowhere near Sean Darcy's level, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, he almost probably
won the game.
Well, no, he was good. Jeez. You didn't have to be that good to be good on the weekend in that game. I think Sean Darcy is 22, is he? Oh, it's Big Darcy.
Yeah, 21, 22. 22.
You know, he beat Shane Mumford in the sausage, West Sausages.
Did he?
Yeah, he ate 36 or something.
He was a big boy.
23.
Sean Darcy. Oh, he's 23 years old. I honestly think that he might have probably. I'm not saying that he should be paid what Fife's paid and all that sort of stuff. But
in terms of importance to wins and losses,
ruckmen
right
are hard to find. You saw on the weekend that they went okay in the mid without. Geez, they rely on Dave Mundy just to get him going in the third quarter. How funny is that Dave Mundy plays and played tremendously well. Kick two, had all those clearances and all that sort of stuff in the third quarter. Then wakes up and he's the goal umpire down at, I think it's his son's or daughter's game or whatever. And then he was working for another radio station next to us yesterday.
Oh, was he?
I said to Lek, Mark the Cry, I said, oh, Lekka, geez, he's a beautiful kick. And I thought Lekka was going to agree with me. He goes, one of my biggest regrets in my playing career, I thought he was going to say, was not being on the end of Dave Mundy. He goes, one of the biggest regrets in my playing career was not being able to lead to myself. Oh. I was like, oh, well, Dave Mundy's a goal, though. Adam Chera, disappointing again.
He did all right. What, he had 12 in the last?
Oh, mate.
But he doesn't have the consistency across the game yet.
Those Bolton conversations are popping up 4 times last week. Different people, and you're saying it's plausible.
What?
That Bolton for Chera.
Mate, that wasn't me.
No, but you agreed that it was a plausible trade.
I'd ask. Yeah, I'd ask for a second or a third or something as a kicker if I were Richmond.
I'd be asking for a first.
Well, don't know about a first.
Mate, Bolton. What would Bolton be on the market? Two first rounders.
Yeah.
What would Chera get on the market?
My Chera is
a first rounder. So there. Makes sense.
You get two.
Chera.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock you out in a second.
I don't have the courage of my convictions in that one.
Is it Geelong?
Something starts with a G.
Yeah, Geelong. Hey, did you see on the weekend, and I am going to pump up the Finley Flyer, Tommy Hawkins. He was second halfway through the last quarter for kilometres running that game of football.
He's a big fella.
Mate, how much is he moving at the moment? But I do want to tip my hat. There's a lot of hype around Jeremy Cameron to Geelong and played really well on the weekends, played really well since he's been in the side. They seem to have that worked out pretty bloody well at the moment. Even the 1-2 Hawkins to Jeremy Cameron in the ruck when they were on their knees and goal, you're like, oh, geez, that's pretty talented. Isaac Smith, low-key,
he's getting
great pickup. Mm. Yeah, great pickup. Covers the ground. Never been a spectacular kick. Kicks it long. But he works his backside off, can kick a goal when it's needed. Small tipple of the hat to Isaac Smith. And the other part I want to ask is, if you're in the crowd at Adelaide Oval and you were to kick, who would be the scariest coach to kick? So Chris Scott was running down from the coach's box and someone stuck their leg out to kick him. Which coach would be the scariest? Who would be the one you wouldn't want to kick the most?
Well, I would say Clarko.
Clarko. Josh, which coach would you not kick?
I'd not want to kick. I reckon Simo's bought it, like, scarier than people lead on because he's pretty good in front of the cameras, but I feel like he would scream down your throat if you'd fucked up enough times.
I'd be frightened of Chris Scott.
Yes,
he'd be
like. Is that because he looks like a Bond villain these days?
I just don't know what he's not going to give you one, like he'll give you five to the head before someone the bravery of kicking a coach as he run down from the box. Is that an issue at Adelaide Oval? It's happened a few times. Or do you like seeing, I love seeing the coaches fold through the corridors. I think it's great. And they run on the oval with their chest out.
Yeah.
He's an angry man too. Like it's angry. Funny seeing him that up and it's being like Simo and him, they're pretty in shape still.
But a lot of them are in shape.
How does that work?
Bucks. Yeah. Which coach is in the best nick?
Oh, Bucks, I'd say.
Yeah, Bucks with the shirt
you
off.
Know who
he's
was?
Got his full Botox.
Yeah, it was Brent Sanderson when he was at Adelaide.
Whatever happened to Sanderson?
Is he still assistant at Collingwood?
Don't know, but Adelaide weren't going that bad.
No, and they punted him. And then he was head of the academy for a while, the AFL academy.
Yeah.
And then I think he ended up back at Collingwood, Gold Coast? I've come to whatever.
Yeah.
So, Ben King, I wanted to flag this for a second. Overall, do we underrate how he's going as a fourth year player?
Third, I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's the same.
Yeah, Sam Walsh is in his third.
Yeah, so there we go. Do we underrate exactly how well he's going? Like, it was a big deal that...
Probably not the right week to bring this up when he was absolutely dog shit.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, it was such a big deal that Alex Pierce had kept him out of it and he did a fair job of keeping himself out of it. Like, you're allowed to have that one. But that was like... That was a massive deal in terms of the game and how Gold Coast were going.
Yeah.
Kicked 32 goals, so he's top five goal kicker this
year. He's going
great. So he's out of contract at the end of next year. At the moment, he's taking more marks inside 50, or averaging more marks inside 50 than Bruce, Darling, Tex.
Yeah.
There's a fair list he's ahead of in a lot of areas. And he's doing that at Gold Coast.
But I wonder how many goals those guys kicked if they were the only forward at Gold Coast.
Yeah, but it's also the delivery. More opportunities, but the delivery, you got to work harder to get
them. I'm not playing him down.
Well, he's out of contract next year. If I'm Ben King, based on that and being a key forward, I'm asking for $1 million.
100% there. Yeah, no, and he'll get it too. Yeah. Or maybe 900 or something. Tell you what I was thinking the other day. Stay with me. There's so much talk about Oscar Allen, the King boys, Big Harry, so much hype around him. But we just overlook Sam Walsh is the best by a million miles.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close. Yeah. He's the best young talent in the competition by a trillion miles.
Yeah.
But we always try and find the pump up of these talls.
Well, I think it's because the key forwards.
But they no longer kick 130 goals. No. If they get 50, you're like, oh, big season.
Yeah, but that's what I think this year they're going to get. Because this year, like whatever happened with the game style, it just evolved into forwards kicking more goals. Now we're looking at them again and be like, oh.
No,
oh, forwards are sick when they kick goals.
There's not Jason Dunstall kicking 140.
No.
From like an outside-in thing, like a media thing, do you think it's easier to highlight goals, whereas Sam Walsh has like
you're not going to make a yeah, of him running from one end of the ground to stop a spoil on the goal line.
But I think it's also a welcome relief after you know, 10 years of having to highlight, oh, just look at the possession and look at his gut running. It's like now you've actually got some people kicking goals.
Something like 27 games he's been, Sam Walsh has been in the Coaches Association Award votes.
Yeah, can play.
Crazy. Like, let's just, whenever we're talking about best young talents in the game, if he's not one out and clear of everyone else, you're on the gear. There you go. I've said it.
GWS. I don't really. We haven't got any questions directly for GWS. Oh, well, what did you guys make of the drive?
Daniel Lloyd. What about bloody? Is it Daniel Lloyd?
I'll go with one. Josh Kelly's swinging form has been incredible.
Yeah.
From the shit house to the penthouse. Remember we were talking about like. Em just found my wallet under the couch. I've missed that for a week. She just texted me. So we were talking about how he, you know, oh, gee whiz, GWS would hope he leaves because he's obviously got that self-trigger in his contract.
Yeah.
Now,
like, he's their best player again.
He's their best player again.
Yeah.
Like, undoubtedly, he's their best player again. Like, I'm just getting up quickly what he's done the last few weeks. 27-1, 32, 27-1, 26-2. Like, he's back in good touch. And yesterday was just an example of.
And it's no wonder they started playing better.
And yesterday's game, I haven't got up. I think that was 39 and something. Whatever he did was spectacular.
Oh, and he kicked another carpool, I think.
Mate, how good's Josh Kelly? Let's reframe the question that we were going to go with from a couple of weeks ago. Are you happy for Josh Kelly to take the $1 million again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I'm GWS, he's still your best player.
Well, Toby, I'd still go Toby. But, 39-2 yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, oh, shit, you hope he leaves and North Melbourne offer him something so he can get it off the books.
Mm.
He needs to stay. He's incredible again.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. Give him the money. Take the money. There shouldn't be no more discussion about does he earn this money when he's doing this. Like, this is what we know he's capable of. The question is, where was he?
Did North Melbourne lose it North Melbourne lose it, or did GWS win it from the position they were in yesterday?
Well, nobody.
Well, no. Like, well,
I would say
North were five goals up.
GWS lost it by that kick going out on the full.
Oh, jeez, why handball it on that angle?
Yeah.
He was always going to be running away. Like, when you're straight at goal, just ping it and hope for the best, because the handball put him on an angle where the kick had to sort of try and screw across. It was a poor kick, but the handball made it difficult.
Yeah, very ordinary. Where are we at?
I've got Hawthorn.
Yep.
The mid-season draft, we've got the absolute blueprint and bang on what the mid-season draft should be used for with Ryan Daniels' joke, the newcomer with Newcomb, 14 tackles on debut, came in ready to go. This is why you should be taking a state league player, top end,
grab
the best player that's available who can play immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Leave all the fancy, grab the basketballer who's 216 centimetres and there was vision of him at Auskick when he was three and could probably translate now to maybe being able to play. We're not sure. Mm. Bugger that off. Get the best state league player play.
Jai Bolton, 50 touches in a game 2 weeks ago.
Saw Jai Bolton last night leaving the ground, actually,
Was he? Was he speaking with management from West Coast?
Hang on. No, I just walked past, and it was packed. And I said, oh, how'd you go? He goes, oh, I said, not 50 again, did you? He goes, oh, no, not quite. But like that, just Hayden Sloyth or someone.
They can't just slot into a team.
They 100% can, 100% can. You look at Sam Mitchell, Matt Pritis, they all did it the state league way. And we only see the waffle. Yeah, talking to Mick Barlow on that, who coaches the VFL side, they've got exactly the same players over there. Yep. And they've got stacks of them where you just go, find the very best and grab them and insert them in especially if you're a bottom 10 club.
Yeah.
You lose nothing. Newcomb's now just made himself a name, a big body, hard at it. Clarko would love him. Text Sam Mitchell about how he's coaching and stuff. He goes, have a crack, have fun. That's what he did. Have a crack and had fun. Like, that is the blueprint of the mid-season draft. You didn't get to speak then. I was rambling for 2 minutes aggressively.
That's fine.
That made me smile.
I like you. Greg Clark's the one over here, I thought.
Another one. Similar.
Talent made the leap this year, should have been rewarded with a spot.
I don't even know if he nominated.
He didn't nominate because he said no one talked to him. So he thought he would. Though. Nobody even asked the question, so he didn't think he should do it.
Okay.
Melbourne?
Yep.
So they played today. We're obviously recording ahead of time.
What a big win.
Oh, here we go.
He's always tough facing Buckley's last one.
Yeah, can't believe they lost.
Writing was on the wall there.
We'll just edit that. Bailey Fridge. So he's one who's bopped up. I don't think he was in your mid-year All-Australian, was he?
Yeah, he was. I took him out.
Okay, he was in,
and then he was out.
So he's in a few of them. And he's one that probably on a day-to-day basis gets overlooked a little bit when they talk about how well Melbourne's forward line's operating. So going at 2.5 goals a game. And as that third tool, they talk about the bigs and how you fit them all in. Yeah. And that's because you can have that conversation when you've got blokes his size with his ability chipping in 2.5 goals a game.
My brother-in-law has been a Bailey Fridge fan forever.
Has he?
Like ever. I'll get texts once every month saying, mate, don't reckon there's enough of hype about Bailey. And you look at his game and go, shit, he did kick 4 and they probably was pretty important.
Yeah.
He didn't make the Australian half-year team. I put Toby Green in at the last minute.
Fuck, it's Toby, yeah.
9 games, 45 shots at goal, Toby. It's hard to overlook numbers like that for a small, medium forward. But yeah, you're right, Bailey Fritsch and could pop up on a grand final and kick 5.
Yeah.
That's the sort of player.
Norm Smith.
Well.
Or could be. Robbed of a Norm Smith.
Yeah, it could be robbed. We'll end up going to Petrarca or Clarell or Max or someone. But
not the person who did the work to get in there and, you know.
Yeah, another bloke actually was best on. But, I agree with you, Bailey Fritsch. Nice hair too.
Yeah, it's an odd one.
Yeah, do you like his hair, Josh?
Bailey Fritsch?
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
Okay.
I just think it's too, I've got a mate.
Straight up.
Just like that, just straight back and sides.
And with the big douche.
Yeah, the
font. I mean, I can't really talk, but it looks exactly like my mate Ryan Smith, who's had that exact same haircut since about grade 5. So full credit to him, good to him.
Oh, beautiful.
Stick fire, you know.
And get out of Smithy.
Yeah.
Melbourne, while we're still going, Melbourne.
What?
Neil Danaher, bang.
Yeah.
Just love listening to audio from Neil. If you're sitting at home, YouTube Neil Danaher, and the talks he's done whilst having MND, it's been incredible.
Inspirational, man.
I've got Port Adelaide. Would we be circling back to Port Adelaide?
Yeah.
All right. So I think I'm with you is what I wrote down here.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm with you now. I think the Cats, I did end up tipping the Cats in the end, but.
I think I tipped Port because it was, where was that? Adelaide.
Port, yeah. They're just a level off it, I think. Connor Rosie looked good.
That first quarter looked early. Like a star.
Went missing. But the question, Laddams v. Scott Lysett. So Lysett served his penance now and he's ready to return after the suspension of that sling tackle in the showdown.
Yes.
From memory. Paul Laddams. Is Paul Laddams?
Yeah.
Is it Laddams? Paul, whatever his first name
is. P. Laddams.
Peter Laddams.
No, P. Just starts with
P. Laddams. Yeah. Or Scott Lysett. I reckon what Laddams has done since taking over the ruck's been relatively impressive.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think it's
It is much of a much.
If you don't have like a top 5 ruck, you can have anyone kind of thing like that.
So what do they do? Peter Laddams. Can they play both? Or does that then just take away from even what they're lacking more? And I reckon that's a bit of
I think it's the same. You just got to pick. I think clubs sometimes find themselves trying to please so many people.
Yeah.
At the
well, they were talking about Tom Lynch last night and Coleman Jones.
Yeah.
And I think Job said, "I think it's just Tom Lynch." Like, what are we even having this discussion for? And I'm glad he didn't sit on the fence and go, "Oh, maybe they play all three."
Yeah, because like, you can't.
No, like, they don't.
How you play?
Yeah,
that's what I think. With one of the, you just pick one.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're going to lose a huge amount either way. To be honest with you,
you're going to gain with Tom Lynch.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Rucks.
Oh, Laddams. Laddams and Lysett. I like Laddams. I'm a fan.
Did we miss North Melbourne?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
North Melbourne. We don't actually have much for North Melbourne. Do you guys have anything to add after the draw? Otherwise, we've got a heap of West Coast questions if we want to double up.
I listened to Dave Noble on ABC Grandstand while I was driving around the 2-year-old sleeping in the car.
What, at 2:30 in the morning?
No, this was in the 2:30 in the afternoon. He was very impressive in the way, like I did some of his conversations and they're asking him about list managers and who they should get. And he said, "I've been a list manager and I hated when the coach would go on radio and talk about it." That's a question for Brady Rawlings.
Yes.
But the way he spoke about like knowing where they were at and the fact they only had 27 players to pick from when I was talking about blooding a youth and everything else. And he kind of said, well, yeah, that's, I don't really have a choice. I've literally got four emergencies.
Yeah. The one thing I see is Hall, Simpkins, and Hall, Zeeble, Cunnington. were their three top disposal getters yesterday.
Yeah, how many?
Simpkin was in there, so he's young.
Yeah.
It's not really highlighting the kids, is it?
No.
Even though they drew, which was a great result for footy because they were getting pantsed early.
He talked about the idea of like, because knowing that you're having other things to focus on as well as the wins and losses at this stage of where they're at.
Yeah.
So like, you know, have certain metrics and stuff and measure it. And like, we won it. We like, this is what we wanted to do. Like, we didn't get the result done overall, but take something away from this. So the whole place doesn't just reek of like doom and gloom. It's really interesting. Well, I know it's not an uncommon approach, but it was interesting to hear him talk about it in depth.
Is he doing a good job or not, you reckon?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. We've done Port Adelaide, sorry.
Yeah, skip over to Richmond. So ran out of legs. It turns out that travelling across the other side of the country all the time is a bit tiring.
I just saw, and I haven't looked into it, 7AFL posted the shot of Australia.
Ryan Miller's shot.
Australia with the flights. So I think from memory it was Melbourne to Brisbane, Brisbane to home to Sydney, Sydney to Perth, back to Sydney, back to Perth,
yeah,
back home. And it was 100 likes or something, and then underneath it was like 170 comments. I was like, I don't think I need to read that.
Yeah, because I
have a funny feeling that there'd be some Western Australians in there, some Queenslanders.
South Australians.
I had a funny feeling. I just didn't even click on it, but I had just had an inkling that might be the direction those comments were headed.
What was it, 3-4 weeks ago, Damien Hardwick talked about how he didn't like travelling to Marvel Stadium.
Yeah. He would do anything for an 8-kilometre drive up the road now.
Yeah, they just ran out. But look, with that schedule as well, they didn't do themselves any favours. When I heard after the Dreamtime game they were going back to Sydney, it's kind of, you go, what? Why?
What's restrictions. They would have been restricted. Over here, Perth would have locked them down pretty heavily.
Yeah, some resort with room to move.
I understood why they left. The AFL, West Coast were pretty keen on it being moved too because of the concern that something might happen.
Yeah, okay.
And the game, and WA game going, they're not coming in.
Yeah, right.
And then before you know it, you're playing in Canberra.
Yeah.
Or some bog heap.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
You see it?
I see it. Yeah. But I didn't. I don't think, apart from that, them running out of legs, no one really came away from that game last night worried about Richmond, did they?
Do you know what I thought last night on TV? So I interviewed Dimmer. Dimmer coached us at Hawthorn in 08, I reckon, was his last year. I would have been 30 kilos lighter last time I saw Dimmer. I just thought, mate, imagine how fat I am compared to how skinny I was when he was coaching me.
Mate, I saw that, and there was that draft picture. You were a skinny kid, a Tom Green came in with the puppy fat.
Mm-mm.
You were a rake.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, mate.
Look, we're all in the same boat.
Well, actually, Joshy's got a good figure. You're a bit rakey.
I was 105 kilos at my playing basketball.
No, yeah.
Really?
And now I'm like 92.
What position did you play?
Power forward, but I'm 92 kilos now. So
did you have range?
Yeah, I thought I did.
What's your pop of three?
I think by the end of my career, I was about 38%. But
from three?
Yeah. But at the start, I remember one year we made the grand final in the State Basketball League and I shot 27% from three and I was shooting like 4 a game.
Oh, yeah, one in four.
And my coach was like, just stop shooting it, please. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm too thin to get in there. Ordered some more weight and stuff like that.
So your best season at SBL, what were your points, you reckon?
I think like when I came back from Norway and Bendigo, I was off the bench. We did all right. I think I averaged like 15 points a game or something.
That's good.
Or like 13. But I was
what were we doing in Norway?
Far out.
This is Josh Gallup 2 minutes.
I was set up to play basketball there. So I played in Bendigo and then went over to Norway.
Gee, she's cold in Bendigo.
Is it colder in Norway?
This is the funny bit. Okay, this is like a little side story.
I love this.
I went from Bendigo, Victoria, which like, you know, a lot of people leave Bendigo when they get 18, go to uni and stuff like that. It's fine. It's like a nice place, kind of. The club is fantastic there for basketball, so well supported. I went from there in the middle of winter in this like ramshackle house they chucked us in, which was nice enough, in a place called Kangaroo West. And we went from there to Trondheim, Norway, a town of 250,000 people, 4 universities, a nursing college, the middle of summer, so there was an hour of sunlight, an hour of darkness per day.
Oh, yeah.
So I've gone from
death to life.
To death and like -2 degrees. And then I'm in the cab and there's like just blonde people. There's like the postman's delivering mail and he looks like an Adonis with blonde hair.
Yeah.
And there's like girls and guys on bicycles everywhere riding around. I'm like, oh my God.
Did
like
you rely on your accent?
Well, everyone speaks English, but it definitely helps. But anyway, and then I'll say to the cab driver, I was like, well, this is crazy. He goes, ha ha, you're going to love it here. I was like, what the hell is going on? But, but both were great places. I ended up playing basketball there for a bit. Yep.
No, nice. I like it. There you go.
International.
Blow the siren athlete on yourself.
Fuck, that was a long one.
Who's after Richmond?
Sydney?
Yeah. Why not?
Sydney, so obviously got piped by Hawthorn.
Yes.
Oh, I had an inkling it was going to be close because I did what I used to do before every game. The whiteboard magnets would go on the board in the coach's room at the ground, and big magnets. And I just used to go, however Clarko's got them set up, 22 names.
Oh, you did that.
In better. My head, I'd go, who's better? And count them in my head, and like one to Hawthorn, one to Geelong, two to Geelong. Two to Hawthorn, and however many players I thought had better matchups would win the game, right?
Mm.
So I did that on the weekend, and Sydney and Hawthorn, it was dead even and a couple of draws. Right. I had to call a couple of draws. Anyway, I was super impressed by them. Sydney fall out of the eight for me.
Sydney fall?
Yep. I think they're going to fall out. Yeah, okay. You can't get popped by Hawthorn like that, and I know every team has their bad days, but you really are relying on young kids to play at a level to win, which is hard.
Hard to sustain that over the whole season.
38 points they got done by, and you look at some of the names, so just quickly flicking through now. Louis Taylor's in there, but like McDonald, Fox, Hewitt, Emmett, whatever his name is, McCartan, Bell, Wicks. Like on their day, brilliant, but I can't confidently to say. See, when I'm reading out those names, you can imagine the matchups I was doing on the app going, oh, tick, cross, tick, cross.
Yeah, gotcha.
There's not a lot there that you're going to get a big tick, is there?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they slid out. I had sort of West Coast as the one, but then with about 5 minutes to go last night, I had West Coast as the one sliding out of the eight. Now I'm a bit more confident.
Well, I think West Coast get there now. Sumo said, yes, I'll wait for the West Coast one, sorry.
We got St Kilda, we missed.
St Kilda I've got here. I've got a couple of questions. Firstly, I think a lot of frustrated Saints fans, which is pretty regular anyway. Isaac Dowling, Tin Man has more heart than St Kilda.
Mm.
Is it the worst organisation right now?
Ooh.
From a, well, they're not, I guess, a where they're at.
Are they going to win a flag?
Collingwood aren't flying.
Are they going to win a flag?
St Kilda?
Yeah.
With this list?
Yep.
No.
Are they going to make finals?
Yeah, they could make finals.
This year?
Not this year.
They're going to be 6 or 7 to 14 for the next 5 years with their list.
One of those lists, yeah.
So we had Mike, 28, point out, can you ask the fellas, is St Kilda now Voss's Lions? They top up, make one semi, and then drop off.
That's not a bad call, but they didn't exactly get a Brendan Favola, which is those guys aren't going to fall off the cliff. They're just not at the level they probably imagined they were.
No, they've invested a lot of money in players that weren't really
worth it.
Well, it's a little bit like the Adam Chera, maybe. Like, could he be
really
good?
Like, they had to give away 2 first-round draft picks.
No, but like, could he be good?
Should give Shai Bolton and a first?
No, like, could they be like Crouch? Or is it Crouch being
an
Australian?
It's more speculative. It's more
Canterbury. Are they going to circle back to that level of football?
They get them in imagining what their best is rather than what like the actual path they're on. Hanbury's contract's got to be out soon, right?
Oh, it has to be.
Maybe that just fixes everything. Hanbury's, it's like the bad luck charm.
The one thing I need to say is that when I just mentioned Chera, he's separating himself from Paddy Dow now. I got to tweet about that.
We're probably on to West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of Elliot Yeo. You're looking at the last quarter and he was everywhere. Tackles, clearances, driving the ball inside. Like that will...
Maybe one for our listeners over East.
Yeah.
Where do you see Elliot Yeo?
Yeah, give us
some... So DM into us.
We'll chuck a thing on Insta.
Yeah, we will. Where do you... I don't want to hear from West Coast supporters.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, we can have our heads up our asses sometimes.
But I always think
I'm a shocker for it. I pump them up left, right, and centre.
I also think maybe West Coast people didn't rate Elliot Yeo as highly as they needed to, even though when he was winning best and fairest through that 2018.
Like, we might be a little bit unlucky that he was brilliant last night in that last quarter where it's recency bias, so we say.
Yeah, but he's won two best and fairest in a premiership year. He won one.
I reckon we get a – let us know where you see – maybe name two or three players that you rate him similar to. So, Elliot Yeo, you might see next to Dylan Sheil and – bloody.
He's above that.
And Sean Higgins. Yeah, I'm just throwing out two names, the midfielders, mate. give us where you see Elliot Yeo.
Yeah, last night I thought, and that's what West Coast have probably lacked a couple of times, like there was one bloke on the field who was not going to, was going to give absolutely everything he had to not lose that game.
How much power to speed, like.
Was it a tackle on, was it Cochin late? He just crunched him. He loves a tackle. He loves the hard stuff.
He does get rubbed out, I reckon, once a year for a dump tackle, like a too hard tackle.
But yeah, and the clearances, the Nick Natayo, and then he would just find one like half step and then he just drill it in long.
So last week in the 80 minutes, he had 8 clearances, and last night he was only meant to play 80 and Sports Science lost.
They said,
we meant to have one more rotation, but they said, nah, this is now
also
or never.
Thought last night a very clear example of how one-touch football, how important one-touch football is. That if Liam Ryan half fumbles that ball.
100%. There's a lot of love game's for done. A lot of love for JK, obviously.
But Liam Ryan
last bit of play by Liam Ryan, nudged himself some space and then pick it up. So he had 5 centre clearances last night, 7 clearances total. So centre clearances. And he had 7 total, 8 the week before.
You had a good vantage. Was it 15 metres, you think, Liam Ryan, or does it not even matter with the way?
I couldn't really see that well, to be honest, from where I was. I couldn't quite make out exactly how far it was.
That's the one bit of waffle I've seen on the TV, was where that bloke got crunched and you said, not really sure.
What was that?
As it, some bloke absolutely snotted someone else and the camera was right there on the sideline next to him.
Yeah.
And then you look back at, they look back at the footage and I think you just deliver the line like, tough to tell with that.
You're not a rat on blokes. Let everyone else make the decision to have the powers. I'm not going to hang them. I don't think there was an instant case. Mate, when you don't even say words, you just make noises. They just move.
And the ball's not in 50.
Interesting. Yeah. That's it. And people go, I don't know what he said, but whatever.
Come down hard. Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs, we actually haven't got any questions from the fans.
Who did you have questions for?
We got a heap from specific teams that were recent.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to go back into the Norway?
What did you average in Norway?
Shut up.
What was the team?
Oh, we lost every single game. We lost every single game, and I averaged 21 points and 11 rebounds.
Oh, not bad.
But we lost this one preseason game to a Swedish professional team by 72 points.
Oh, Jesus.
Not bad.
Good road trip, though.
Yeah. It's a great time in Norway. They play Friday night, Geelong, Western Bulldogs. Who are you taking?
They're playing at, there might be a crowd.
At Jim Hooper.
I think they were expecting, the IBMB, OBNGA.
Yeah.
I think they were expecting a reasonable crowd. I don't think they're going to get as many as they thought. There was actually a whisper going around that it might be in Perth that game.
Really?
Not
because there's no footy in town this weekend.
Not true. But, well, the AFL's looking at what's been happening over here.
Mate, that was earth-shattering, the fact that Gillon and the Bulldogs didn't just say it's grand finals, not a chance of happening in Perth. He was on the radio and he just said, like, they did a really good job with the Dreamtime game. It's going to be at the MCG.
Right.
Oh, no, I think he said it's not going to be at the MCG if there's no crowd.
Yeah, no, and also not 50% either.
Yeah.
So what did you want him to say?
Well, no, I said, that's just, like, stunning that he's made any kind of concession.
Oh, they're going to be planning.
But normally it's just a flat no when it's going to be the MCG. We've got a contract of 4 billion BC.
But I think they know that a little bit of cash is needed. And,
yes.
An empty – and no one wants to play in an empty bloody MCG. You don't want to get back to the Gabba.
Would it be night again? No, I didn't like the night.
No, it's already been confirmed. It's back to traditional.
That's good.
Yeah, already been confirmed. Which would make it interesting, though, if it was in WA.
Because it's then be still
4:40.
Well, no, it'd be like midday.
No, but over east.
No, over east. It would start here.
No, I think they'd do it for.
No, they would. It'd start your traditional time. You're not starting at midday. I'll give you the tip.
You reckon?
You're not getting people rolling at 10 a.m. to watch it in the town it's in.
Yeah, you will.
No, you're not.
People will start drinking at 10.
doesn't mean the ball needs to be bounced.
And then you said that by 12.
Nah, yeah, no, it would start at.
No, I reckon if it was here, they'd start at 12.
And be, no way.
Because they'd want to, like,
nah.
If we're, no, like, we're assuming West Coast and Freo aren't going to be
well,
in the grand
want
final.
Well, they'd want the Twilight crowd anyway, slightly.
I don't think the crowd is going to be an issue.
No, the Twilight audience.
So maybe get the best of both worlds.
Mm.
I've just got a couple other questions, guys. Do you know anything? Dom Sheed injured? Have you heard all?
He got one on the beat. He had an AC joint from the week before, so I think he might have had a bit of juice in the shoulder, but he moved around pretty well last night.
Yeah.
That's good. Tuke Miller, most underrated player in the league.
He works his ass off. Yeah. Jeez, he works hard.
He was about 4 weeks ago. I think he was out for a couple, but he was on track. He was all Australian form.
Yeah.
In their early stages.
Who's the most underrated player in your eyes?
Across the league?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's a question.
Tom Barras is always once thrown up, but then almost being in the conversation becomes not underrated.
It's like Mike Conley getting his all-star by injury to Booker, I think it was. Because he was the only reason why he'd ever wind up in a conversation, Mike Conley, was when they talk about who's the most unluckiest player never to get an all-star. And Mike Conley was always the first obvious answer, and now he got a backup one. He's no longer in that conversation. Yeah. It's like, why would you want that one? Yeah. Like, you'd rather
still be talked about.
You'd rather be the one who was the most unluckiest.
Yeah. It's a very question without notice. Yeah, it's got to be someone at like GWS or Gold Coast because they just get ignored.
Not really, because it could be a good team.
But
like a Bailey Fitch
I'm gonna say
or
Mitch
someone
Duncan.
Like you mentioned.
Mitch Duncan.
Last one just on Luke Edwards. What do you guys make of his kicking efficiency but also his output for second game?
Well, could you tell me why he was overlooked?
Yeah, Adelaide just said no thanks.
But why?
I've got no idea.
Luke Shuey said when he first week of training that he is a goal, like he will play a lot of senior football.
Yeah,
it took 1 week of training to see that.
Well, is Sydney saying no to Josh Dunkley? Who was the Western Bulldogs bid on him in the draft and Sydney had the rights and they just said, go for it. And it was like he'd picked 30 something. So
but
sometimes it's just, just make a call. But I don't understand. It's like other teams just bring in everyone. Like I think even Freo, they're academy kids and they both, Brandon Walker was probably stronger than Joel Weston on the weekend. I love Joel Weston.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Claremont boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were both bid on around the 50 mark, whatever, and for just we're going to match them because they're just our academy boys. We'll bring them in. They got a couple of through the rookie.
How is Tyson Edwards at Adelaide? Is he around the club or anything? Do you know they had that Barney? We just spoke about McLeod.
I'm not sure what involvement they have anymore, but yeah, I was sort of. I'm always when it's like a father son or something, and they've done enough.
300 games,
like, West Coast taking Alec Waterman, like. As the last pick in his year, and obviously it didn't work out, but they weren't going to overlook him because he was there and it's not going to cost
him. Tyson Edwards looks like someone who's incredibly durable.
Yeah.
Great player.
West Coast, it's funny, but he's never done that. I don't think he's done that in the waffle. He must be one of those guys where you play go to the next level and it's like, he's actually a lot better.
Funny JK's answer post game.
What do you say?
I asked him about Luke Edwards. Mm. He had nearly 30 touches. So, mate, young guy, so he goes, he's that young. I remember playing against his dad.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
What was that, LeBron the other week? He said, I dunked on this guy and his dad.
Oh, was it?
He's like, I've been playing that long. I dunked on him and his dad.
I can't believe the Joker got it.
They found a couple now in Edwards and Foley. Foley's looked good at the level.
I agree. Yeah. But it's still, they can't probably play finals when you go Shuey, Kelly.
No, but I think West Coast, the concern was always that there wasn't anything coming through.
Yeah, no, I agree. And they might get a run.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still probably. And the big Harry Edwards?
Harry Edwards, big Harry. Hurt his shoulder in the end last night.
Yeah, but he's all good.
Yeah.
When he's out there. That
allows Oscar Allen to play forward.
Yeah.
And then Oscar Allen rucks from there.
Like, they're getting enough kids now that you're slightly more.
Slightly up and about.
Slightly feel a little bit better.
Fremantle made the eight or not?
Fades, but it's still an improvement.
Yeah.
There's a good strong. I like when kids say that, when they put it out there, instead of trying to avoid the finals word, just say, we want to play finals.
Of course you do.
What the hell else are we doing here?
Good on. They still got the chocolates. They still do their job.
Yeah,
Without Fife. I've got a mate. Swears they're a better team without Fife. Swears by it.
The UN.
In the first half on Saturday, they did not look like it.
Yeah. No, he swears that greater work rate through the middle. The kids get their chance. They defend as hard as they attack. He swears by it. I think he's an idiot. Yeah. But and a couple of times he's been proved right. But then Fifey sometimes pops up and does 30 and kicks three. And you're like, well, I don't think he is.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I love that Fife.
Any other last questions we need to cover, mate?
That's pretty much it. There was just one question. It's like, would you prefer a person to have 20 disposals of effective with a high percentage of effective or 35 and a lower percentage of effectiveness?
35.
You want to just being around it?
Because then the team doesn't have it 35 times?
Yeah, and also he's going to be more than effective on 20 of them at least. So technically he's more effective than that player.
Well, that's the Tom Mitchell argument, isn't it? He has 50 and they say
it does nothing. Well, so we still had 35 that hit the target. Yeah, so.
There you go. My mic's gone.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah, you keep knocking it, mate.
I haven't touched a thing.
You were grabbing the cord up top.
Oh, mate, look at this.
There you go.
Hello,
mate, this isn't a full-on commercial radio.
Oh, I see ya.
Mackie's running around.
Give me the text.
It's in the Hardball Gets AFL show with thanks to the Mazda BT50, the complete package. We'll see you next time.